Liverpool Lies by Anne Baker.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Anne Baker trained as a nurse at Birkenhead General Hospital, but after her marriage went to live in Libya and then in Nigeria. She eventually returned to her native Birkenhead, where she worked as a health visitor for over 10 years. She now lives with her husband on a 90-acre sheep farm in North Wales. Chapter 1. May 1941. Charlotte Brinsley turned over in bed, pulling the bedclothes high around her head. "Lottie, come on! You've got to wake up!" "Go away," she gasped. "Leave me alone!" She felt fuzzy with sleep and craved more. The Blitz was at its height. Last night had been terrible. The bombers had kept coming over wave after wave. She'd been working flat out. It couldn't be time to get up yet. "Lottie!" It was her sister Connie's voice. "Wake up!" She felt the blankets being dragged from her. "Something awful has happened." She forced her eyes open. Her bedroom in the nurse's home swam round her. Her sister's face, anguished and tear-stained, was a foot from her own. It brought a stab of fear that woke her fully. "What is it?" She knew it must be something dreadful for Connie to look like that. "Crimea Terrace. It was hit last night. A direct hit." Lottie could no longer breathe. There was a tight band round her chest. She sat up slowly. This was what they'd both...